So 97.7 The River is proud. We've been teaming up with the Krozoff Family Foundation and GNC Auto Body for their Car Month program. And every month, with the help of their friends and sponsors, they provide reliable transportation to people who could really use it. And today we have in the studio one of the finalists. How about you introduce yourself to everyone?
Ms. Brianna.
Brianna, where are you from? Where are you calling from?
I'm from Santa Rosa.
Brianna from Santa Rosa. A little bit nervous. That's okay. You're here for a particular reason. You're one of the finalists for the Car Month program. Why don't you give us a little bit of information, a little bit behind your story?
So I am a brain addict of 3 years. I'm a single first-time mom. I work full-time and I'm also going to school. I'm just trying to get on my feet.
Yeah. You know, everyone has demons and battles and things like that. And, you know, unfortunately, a lot of people can't or don't get to actually try to conquer theirs. You are doing that. You said you go to school and you work. What are you going to school for?
I actually go to, it's actually Petaluma Adult School.
Okay.
They have an office at Ridgeway High, and I'm actually going to get my high school diploma.
So. And then once that's done, because you'll get there, do you have plans after that?
I'm going to go to the JC. I don't really know what I'm going to go for school.
That's okay.
I'm kind of like torn between two things.
So radio.
Yeah. Sure.
Don't do it. But that's okay. I mean, that's what going to college is about. You know, you figure it out when you get there. Most people don't know what they want to do when they get in.
So,
you know, once you're there, you'll see all the things that are at your fingertips. So you have a little one you mentioned.
Yes.
I know as someone that has two kids and works full time, it's hard to juggle getting to school on time. I mean, picking up, I do the pickups, but can't imagine everything you have going on. What's like a day in your life like?
So we get up early.
Yeah.
Very early. So on Tuesdays, we get up at 5:30. Mm-hmm. To make a 6:15 bus so I can be at work at 7.
Wow.
She goes with my mom temporarily. And then my mom picks us up. We get dropped off at the bus station, and then we go home. Or if we have to go to the grocery store, we go to the grocery store. And then once we get home, it's chaotic because she's walking now.
Oh, yeah. Once they're mobile, there's no going back.
Yeah, no. It's very intense. And no one said it was going to be that hard. They're like, oh, it's going to be hard. I'm like, oh, it can't be that hard. And they're like, yeah, oh, it is. It is.
It's true. Yeah. I mean, and you have to keep your eye on them, especially at that age. She's one.
Yeah.
And if they're walking and they're one, if you look away, you don't know where they are. You know, they're
I can hear her. She's loud.
So she's not a ninja yet.
No.
Okay.
She's like, lets everyone know because I have roommates.
So obviously having reliable transportation would be life changing for you.
It would be nice. We had a car. I asked my grandma to help me with some money to get a car because I was working and the bus wasn't very where I went. It came like four times a day. She loaned me the money. I'm still paying it off. I bought a car from my cousin. She was reliable, but she wasn't the prettiest. April 10th, I had just dropped my daughter off and I was involved in a hit and run.
Oh, no.
And this guy totaled my car out really bad. Like, and it's just been kind of chaotic from there.
Oh, I'm sure. Okay. Brianna is one of the Car Month finalists with GNC Auto Body and the Krozoff Family Foundation here on 97.7 The River. We got more with Brianna coming up next.